Onondaga Lake marked a major milestone this week when dredging and capping operations were declared complete. As recently as 15 years ago and as far back as a century, many felt the lake and its habitat would never be restored after decades of industrial pollution. WAER's Scott Willis reports how that cynicism has persisted as a metaphor for the region on several fronts.
Center State CEO President Rob Simpson had a captive audience of about 1,000 business and community leaders yesterday for the organization's annual meeting. He recalls how ice harvesting was banned on the lake in 1901 and fishing prohibited in 1940.
It's amazing, really, when you think about it, how deeply impactful those actions, in some cases taken more than 100 years ago, have been to our community's entire growth and development.
But he says that's exactly how Syracuse became to define itself.
Our imagery, our brand, the message that we projected to the world for too long was one of a city and a region with its back to the water. Play that out in your mind for a second and think about all the many ways that the marginalization of Onondaga Lake may have contributed to this pervasive pessimism about our present condition and, worse yet, about our future.
Simpson says we've been taught that the lake is a deficit, not an asset, and that it was hopeless to restore.
While the work in and around the lake is certainly not finished, it has reached a point where we can no longer say it can't be done. What once seemed impossible is now a dawning reality. What only a few dared to even dream is now within reach.
And that, Simpson says, is the kind of optimism he sees in the area's business community. Take Icor Therapeutics, for example, a biotechnology firm based in Lafayette started by SUNY Upstate student Kelsey Moody.
How many times do you think Kelsey was discouraged from chasing his vision? Don't buy that microscope on eBay. You're too young to start a business. Others have tried to cure these diseases and have failed, so you will too.
But with the help of a $75,000 grant from Center State and plenty of resolve, Simpson says Icor has built state-of-the-art labs, has a growing workforce, and is on the verge of clinical trials for therapeutics to treat macular degeneration. Simpson would like to see that determination extend to the debate over the consensus recommendation to create a metropolitan government. He says he wasn't prepared for the immediate dismissiveness and misrepresentation.
You would think that the tone and tenor of that discussion might be discouraging. But frankly, I find it refreshing, energizing, in fact, because it means our passions have been aroused, because it means we are trying to do something hard but necessary, and because it means that we are talking about issues that need to be confronted openly and transparently.
For example, he says that our current path has produced nearly 50 years of zero population growth, underrepresentation of minorities, gerrymandered legislative districts, inequities in schools, and a city on the verge of bankruptcy. Scott Willis, WAER News.